And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Bobby Peru. I am contagious. You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bobby Peru and I Am Contagious. They are a Manchester post-punk band, Tony, with a new single out on the 14th of October, which is the one you just heard.
Right.
However, excellent. What is Bobby Peru's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Bobby Peru.
How are you spelling Bobby?
B-O-B-B-I-E.
It is. It's facebook.com/BobbyPeru. B-O-B-B-I-E, Peru. P-E-R-U. It's Tony One, Paulie B, Internet Nil. I'll say it properly. Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. Two facts here, Tony.
Okay.
Well, one's a fact, one's a joke. Do you know where the name Bobby Peru comes from?
No.
Because I did as soon as I saw the name of the band. In Wild at Heart, Willem Dafoe's character, he is a particularly nasty piece of work, and he's called Bobby Peru.
Right.
Yeah, and I knew that straight away. No research required. Second thing, Tony, great track, by the way, and hopefully we will be playing more from then in future weeks. We haven't got the album yet, we've only got that track, but you never know, we might get more. The song is called I Am Contagious, Tony. I have a joke about Contagious. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Excellent, because that is in lieu of us not having any jokes or poems from you this week. If you do have a joke or poem for me, email Paulie B, that's P-A-U-L-Y-B, at punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. So, Tony, It's school time, and some of the kids in the classroom are being asked questions in an English lesson. And little Janie and little Jimmy and little Jakey are there. And they come to little Janie first, and the tea says, Janie, the word today is contagious. Please give me a sentence with the word contagious in it. And little Janie says, when I got measles last year, my mum said I had to stay inside because I was contagious. And she went, that's very, very good. Well done. They go to little Jimmy next. And she says, little Jimmy, right, I'd like you to do the same thing. Can you give me a sentence with contagious in it? And little Jimmy says, yes, the plague was a terrible thing that happened a long, long time ago, and the reason it was so widespread was because it was contagious. And the teacher went, that's very good, Jimmy. She goes, right, Jakey, your turn, give me a sentence with contagious in it. And he said, my mum said to me, go down the shop and get me some fags. I said, why can't you get dad to go? She said, because it'll take the contagious. I can't remember how long ago I was told that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's something like that. I've misquoted. Right, and it wasn't swearing because I said contagious.
Right, yes.
Several times. I've said it too much now. That, of course, Tony, is because of my mild quirkiness.
Oh, is it?
I'm getting this back in, yeah. I was going to tell you something else about something in this bit, but it can wait to the section I like to call What We Did Last Week later on in the show, Tony. That's a very imaginative
good
section, because next up we got a band that we've never played before. We have played a few bands from Cambridge recently, haven't we, or Cambridgeshire?
Have we?
Because I keep up with it, don't
I? I can't remember. Yeah, okay.
You seem completely surprised by this, but no, we have played quite a lot of bands from Cambridge and the area around Cambridge recently. And this band, no exception, band called The Scissors. Describing themselves as a sort of psych pop, they've got a 3-track EP out that's come via German Shepherd Records, which I'm really pleased about, because we get a lot of music through from German Shepherd, but a lot of it just isn't really, it's a lot more sort of John Peel than it is Punky Radio, Tony.
Okay, right.
Not to say it's not good, it's not really suitable, so we like getting the stuff from them, and when we can play something from them, we do, The Scissors being no exception to that. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is The Scissors' website?
TheScissorsBand.com?
TheScissors.co.uk.
Really?
I know, I'm surprised they got that as well. Yeah, and it's the conventional spelling of scissors, S-C-I-S-S-O-R-S. TheScissors.co.uk. Paulie the Internet One, Tony One. This is the peculiarly spelt, I'll spell it out first, S-J-H-A-K-E, shake.
Don't talk too much. It's
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Scissors and Shake, and possibly more from them in the future should we receive more stuff. Tony.
Yes?
Have you got any Facebook comments?
I did.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. One thing you could tell us is your top five tracks. As mentioned in previous shows, do let us know. Anything, really. We're winning one this week.
Right.
And it's actually one we had a couple weeks ago, but I missed it, so sorry about that. So this is, I think in response to a couple of weeks ago show, Rottenson's been in touch.
Rottenson. Excellent. And how are they doing?
Oh, they seem alright. They seem very happy. They said thanks for the spin, and they put lots of little emoticons, all kind of positive. So I'm getting generally quite a positive. Well, let's see. The first off, there's a thumb, and there's another thumb with outlined, and there's two musical notes. The first, again, an unoutlined version and an outlined version, of course. And then there's a smiley face with shades on.
Right. So, I just liked how you said there's an unoutlined version and an outlined version.
I haven't got a lot of play with this week.
Now, the only person I know that's not on Facebook is my mum, and she doesn't listen to the show. So no one else really has an excuse. I think more people on it than not. In the civilised world, I should have thought that through, shouldn't I? We're not necessarily that civilised. Maybe more of our listeners aren't on Facebook. But we thought, if you're not on Facebook, why not get in touch via some other form of social media to explain why?
Yeah, there you go. You can email us or tweet us or whatever. Write it on a postcard.
What I was getting at that time.
Yeah.
Although I don't do Instagram. Do you do Instagram?
I've got an Instagram account, but I barely use it. I don't get it.
Yeah, I can't
bother
with that.
No. Try Snapchat as well. Again, don't get it. I think I'm just too old.
Yeah, I know why you try Snapchat, Tony.
Yeah?
Yeah. No adult male is going on Snapchat for any other reason than them photographs of their penis that they know are gone in 20 seconds.
Yeah. And you can put smiley faces on them as well and make them look like a cat.
But the fact you know that...
Everyone knows that.
Is damning.
Everyone knows that, don't they?
Well, I only know that now, Tony.
All right. That's right, all I have for Facebook.
Yeah, so that's all from...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Despite the shocks. And you might notice that I was very deliberate and very slow in my introduction of that Facebook section because I knew there wasn't much in it.
It's a bit light.
Yeah. However... First of all, please do get in touch with us anytime you like with anything you've got. We love to hear from you, and I'm constantly surprised by people that do listen to the show that I didn't realise. For example, Joe from Slovenly Records, who I had an exchange with last week, who very blatantly gave away the fact he'd listened to last week's show by mentioning something on it, and that made me really happy.
Okay, what was that?
So hello to Joe. I'm not telling you.
Oh, okay.
Anyway... What with all that nonsense in Las Vegas going on, we do like to play a bit of Las Vegas right now. And you can't get a lot more Vegas, Tony, than Franks and Deans. And Franks and Deans have got a new album out that's absolutely fantastic. And I think the album's called The Best You're Gonna Feel All Day or Today or Forever. Or but it is a covers album, but they're not straightforward covers. Franks and Deans are a kind of, well... They're sort of a punk, ska punk band that do covers of Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin songs, hence Franks and Deans, except they've branched out and they do all sorts of things now. And this album is brilliant, Tony.
Okay.
It's just absolutely brilliant. Let's get the website out of the way before I start talking more. What is Franks and Deans' website?
Franksanddeans.com?
It is. It's franksanddeans.com. And that's franksanddeans.com. As opposed to the Franks and the symbol and Deans, which is the logo of the band. What's that called again?
The ampersand.
The ampersand, that's right. We do like an ampersand, don't we,
Tony? Yeah, you can't use them URLs, though. It's reserved, so...
You can't use them URLs. No. That's the problem with ampersands.
It really is.
It really is. those banksanddeans.com, anyway. The tour in the US right now is mainly Southwest States, but then they do finish up on the Eastern Seaboard. So make sure you check them out if you're in the States or planning to visit to see if they're playing anywhere near you, because they're not playing particularly big venues. And some of the places they're playing, they would just be amazing to see live. They're just fantastic. But the song we're going to play, Tony, right, is, because it's Tony Two for me, isn't it? One. Is a cover version of the well-known swing number Luck Be My Lady, right? Except there's a lot more to it than this, and I played it to my mate Steve in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And by association, also the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
And Steve loved it as well. I went, this is what's on this week's Punky Radio, so you'll hear it again in a fortnight, right?
Oh, cool.
I can't be bothered to explain it right now, but this also, so this is not a straightforward cover, and look, in that, it also features... and the music of not one but two massive two-tone stroke ska bands from the UK in the late 70s and very early 80s. I immediately thought I'd played the wrong track, but then I realised I hadn't, and then halfway through it goes into something else. I'm going, oh wow, this is amazing, and then it finishes up how it should have been started with, and Luck Be My Lady's in it as well. I'm going to stop talking now. You need this album in your life, Tony. This is Luck Be My Lady.
Gentlemen, see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me while I've bet my life on this road. So let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Be a lady.
squash looking.
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I was so excited by that Franks and Dean song, I forgot to say that straight after it you'd be hearing a band called The Baby Seals and a track called Vibrator, which is what you did just hear. The Baby Seals, another band from Cambridge, Tony.
All right.
And that is Cambridge parody punk and ironic power pop. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. They're also on tour right now, and the Baby Seals have done a split single with a band we're playing in the second half of the show as well, which is why we played that this week, and they both came through via Manila PR, and hello to Tony. Now, that's not you, that's someone else, Tony. Mm, there's more than one Tony in the world.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Although you are arguably the most important.
That's what I think.
Yeah, until someone says... Until someone tells me otherwise, Tony, you're the most important Tony in the world.
Thank you.
If you know a more important Tony in the world, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, I know a better Tony. No, I know a more important Tony.
There you go.
Might be more important, but not better. In my life, you're the best and the most important Tony.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anyway, the Baby Seals are great, but what we want to know is, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Baby Seals Band.
Facebook.com/The Baby Seals. And it's probably the internet too, Tony too. And I know that in the notes I sent you, it just said Baby Seals, but then I checked on the other Baby Seals. But anyway, you'd have probably added the band bit on anyway, so I'm still having that.
Right.
But it's probably the internet too, Tony too. And I'm sorry I didn't go into more detail about the Baby Seals, but rather like the band we've been playing in the second half of the show that are on the split, I think it's a split 7-inch, can't remember, but anyway, the split single or joint effort, or no, it might be a compilation album now, I might be getting confused. Anyway, the other band, I don't know much about them either.
Right.
I am sorry. Anyway, did you do anything last week?
I went to watch The Pretenders last week.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so it was Wednesday last week. The Pretenders, they played at the Concert Hall in Nottingham. Me and my good lady got tickets. Unfortunately, my girlfriend was ill on the day, so I went on my own.
And we should say that this is as a result of You went to this gig because you had other tickets that she was ill for.
That is true, yeah. Yeah, we had a cancellation, so we had to credit, so we used it. And anything really that we could see was the Pretenders, then we'll go and watch them.
Why not?
Yeah. She couldn't go. So I asked you. You were a gigging, unfortunately. So I went on my own.
I'd have loved to go.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. It was good. I still maintain it's not a good venue for a gig.
Well, Tony, it's a thin line between love and hate.
Right. It's weird, though. It's... I skipped the first band, but got back about 8:30, and they came on about 8:45, and it's a seated venue, obviously, because it's a concert hall. I was on the balcony to the right of the stage, quite good seats, but everyone's seated, and there's just no energy, and they were a rock band. Yes, I've seen concerts there, I've seen orchestras there, and I've seen plays there, and it's good, and comedians there, it really works. But rock bands, I'm not sure, and I think it took them a while to warm into it. It just felt a bit weird, but after a couple of the hits came out, and people started standing up, it warmed up a little bit.
Good.
But I really enjoyed it. It was good. They played... I think I recognised quite a few songs, but... other ones I didn't, but I also realised afterwards that quite a few ones I didn't know were the new ones. They were touring a new album.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so there's quite a few. The song you liked was like second or third in the set, so I recognised that
one. Was it really?
Yeah.
Because I gave you two. I gave you Middle of the Road and Message of Love.
Right. It was the one...
That's Message of Love, yeah.
Right.
That's great. And was that good? Did that get people going?
It was great. But what got everyone up, I think, was Chain Gang, the Chain Gang song.
Oh, I forgot about Back on the Chain Gang, yeah.
My favourite was Night in My Veins. It was so good live. It was towards the end as well, but it really worked. And the drummer was awesome. And she was awesome.
Why was the drummer so awesome, Tony?
It was, he's quite an old chap, but he was just technically brilliant. And some of the stuff he was pulling off, it was just better than I've seen most young drummers do.
Wow, excellent.
But the stuff that it was just great, and you could tell everyone in the band knew it. They all enjoyed playing with him, and he was very good.
Okay,
and her voice was awesome. It's just so clear. It was a really good night.
I, Tony, have only sat down in a theatre to watch one band ever.
Who's that?
In 1990, Oingo Boingo.
Wow.
I saw Oingo Boingo in Wisconsin in 1990 in a big theatre, and I couldn't believe I was sitting down to watch them. And we were right at the back, right, and we were a long way off. And the only Oingo Boingo song I knew was called Goodbye, 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 Goodbye. And guess what?
What's that?
Played it last. Of course they did. I had to wait all night to hear it. The only other one that they played that made any sense to me was, I didn't realize it was them, but was the soundtrack to the theme to Weird Science, which was Oingo Boingo.
Weird Science?
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they played that and everyone went, yeah, like that. But it was just exactly what you say. The whole thing was muted and it was it was like watching something, not getting involved in it.
Yeah, it's weird. And they definitely noticed it.
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
You've got to stand up to watch bands, have fun, jump about.
I suppose one of the things I'd not been there before to watch a band, I just think doesn't feel right, but I don't think I'd go again either.
Right.
Unless it was someone that I couldn't see otherwise.
But I think it might be good to see the Pretenders at a festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. There you go. I'm not a fan of festivals, but I think they'd be a good band at a festival. Anyway.
Would you go to?
Well, I'm going to rush through it now. I did three gigs. They were all brilliant. I did a show at the Engineers Arms in Henlow on Wednesday night, and all the comics did really, really well, and it was great fun. Then on Thursday night, I went to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Where we had a great time with Brian Higgins and Stefano Pellini, and, Tony, I got involved in rounds of shots afterwards. I spent about 40 quid on shots.
You wouldn't spoof or anything,
It was great. It was rather a late finish, but it was brilliant. And then on the Friday night in Hitchin, we had the best turnout we've had in months there. We had a really, really big crowd, and they saw a fantastic show that featured David Ward, Tom Glover, and Stefano Pellini again, who was on with me all three nights, actually. And it was just a brilliant night, and I had a great time, and everything was good in the world.
Excellent.
And I was happy. Right. Let's play something from the vaults. We're going back a little way here. This is a band called Buzz Dogs, Tony, that we got when we were having dealings with Japan Files. So this goes back 6 or 7 years, I think, at least. And they were one of the many Japanese bands that we went through a period of about a year of featuring, like one each week. We were just, we had a great deal with this website, and I was just picking music all the time from it. We found loads of great bands on it. This band, one, I think we only ever played this one song by them, but they are good. However, I'm going to tell you right now, Tony, I don't think they're going anymore, and if they are, it's in Japanese, and I can't find anything to do with them.
Right.
So I'm afraid it's staying 2-2 for now. There's not even no point even having half a point each. It's just 2-2 at the halfway stage, all right? Enjoy this. I hope you will. Feel free to try and find out more about them. Buzz Dogs is B-U-Z-Z, not Z-Z. B-U-Z-Z-D-O-G-S, Buzz Dogs. And this is Flamingo Cabaret. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Buzz Dogs from Ingo Cabaret. I have little more information than that, other than great band, great song. Don't know if they're still going. Have you got any gigs for us, Tony?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guy.
Woohoo!
Yep. Thanks for your gigs. Don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Iron Mike.
And he says, hi Tony. Hope I'm not too late for this week's show. You're not. On Saturday, the 14th of October, that's this Saturday, at the Blacksmith's Arms in Milton Keynes. So Concrete Punks presents Free Punk Night. It's featuring Johnny and the Mental Breakdowns, Molotov Souls and Crash Induction. As the name suggests, it's free. First band 9. More info, facebook.com/concretepunks. That's punks, P-U-N-X. Iron Mike, thanks for getting in touch. Iron Mike, thank you.
Yeah, it's every time he sends us a gig, I wish I could be there.
Hmm.
Yeah, so if you are in the area, try and get along to that show. It's bound to be brilliant. So that's it. So that concludes.
That's all I have. Yes.
Well, so that concludes Tony's international gig guide. Woo-hoo. Now, Tony.
Yes.
Every once in a while, I pick a gig in the world, yeah. Which means it's time, which, if you don't mind me saying so, it means it's time for...
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I love that so much. My proudest moment. And this week, I am not letting you down, Tony. It's in England, actually, so even though I pick a gig in the world, yeah, this isn't England. I'm just going to tell you all about it via the press release, Tony.
Okay.
It's Polyfest. In memory of the late, great polystyrene of X-Ray Specs, Polyfest has become an annual must-attend event. All these icons on the same bill performing for a very small amount of money. What's not to love? This year, they'll be raising money for Rock and Roll Rescue. Artists involved include Interstellar, who will be performing an exclusive short set of their album, the new one, and a couple of X-Ray Specs classics with Jar Wobble and Gary Clale. So it's kind of a supergroup version of them. But the lineup, Tony, is the most unbelievably varied lineup for anything I've ever seen, ever.
Right.
It features Doctor and the Medic, who we know.
Mm-hmm.
Anita Harris. Ricky Valance. Wow. He who sang Tell Laura I Love Her.
Oh, nice.
Freak Party, who are Exeter Smiths. Interstellar and Jar Wobble. Gary Clale, Dead Audio Saints. You the Living, featuring Dave Barbarossa of Adam and the Ants, Bow Wow Wow, and I didn't know, but Republic of Fame as well. Dominique Oliver, The Breaks, Youth, who's in Killing Joke, and also Tone was instrumental in the development of Alien Sex Fiend. The Vapors, who sang Turning Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Saffron from Republica. Then Jericho, Linda Lewis, Imagination featuring Errol Kennedy. That's amazing. Toto Coelho, I Eat Cannibal. Wow. Knox from the Vibrators, who famously for me, walked up to me at the Mill in Mansfield once. And I was interviewing another band, and he clearly wanted to get involved, and I didn't realise who he was. And he just walked up and went, "Hello, I'm Knox." Went, "Hello, I'm Paul." And we both looked at each other for a bit, and then he walked off again. Melanie Williams from Sub Sub, beautiful people. The Shakespeareos with Tug from Basement Jacks. Dust Junkies Collective, The Homosexuals, The Stems, who are X, The Fall, Pixies, A Gorilla and Elbow, Nick Aslam, Mankind, and David Live, a very tribute band, and I've just noticed Bobby Peru. Right?
Oh,
and that's
okay.
On Saturday, the 21st of October, starts at 3:45 p.m. It's at the Dublin Castle in London, a famous venue that actually has another link to the show because it was one of the places that Madness played their first gigs, and we did accidentally feature a bit of a Madness song in a track we played earlier, and I wish we had a competition this week because I could ask you what that track was. You can get tickets via We Got Tickets, and I will give you the website. It's wegottickets.com/event/413507, and it's £20 plus a £2 booking fee. That is next to nothing for all that, and that is amazing.
Wow.
So that concludes
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I just love that, Tony.
And you so you should.
Thank you so much. Right, two songs in a row, Tony. Stay tuned for River Jumpers, but first up, a band that are very closely related with the band we played earlier in the show that were The Baby Seals. This is a band called Beverly Kills. They're on this new release that, to my shame, I now can't remember whether it's just the two of them or whether it's part of a bigger compilation, and it's my fault, but you'll be able to find out more by going to Beverly Kills website, which is
Beverly Kills.
Sorry, that's a lie. Beverly Kills Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Beverly Kills.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie, isn't it, 2? And let's have a listen to these Cambridgeshire all girl punks, even though I said I wouldn't mention if a band was all girl anymore. They're just bands. Anyway, they are. This is Intimidation.
Scotch Goblin.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was River Jumpers and a track called Thick Blood. They're all the way from Brighton.
Ooh.
But what is River Jumpers' Bandcamp page?
Riverjumpers.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3. No, Tony 4, Paulie B's Net 2. Blimey.
Mm.
It's the first time in a while you've been winning at this stage.
It
Tony
is.
4, Paulie B and the Internet 2. That is, that's, look, I don't want to sound disparaging here, but because it's not, I don't mean it like that, but that is, that's that punk rock them their younger people make.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean. Anyway, that is Thick Blood by River Jumpers. You can find out more about them by going to their Bandcamp page. Tony?
Yep.
Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. Right. Actually, the dizzying heights of going out one night last week, I think I should be staying in. Yes, that's what I shall be doing. What are you up to?
We're not getting any younger, are we? Well,
no.
Two things, actually, Tony. First up, I had every plan this week to go to Goose Fair, which is the biggest fair in Europe, and comes to Nottingham once a year, is huge, and is on a huge park that I can walk to from my house. However, I got the weeks wrong, and it finished on Sunday.
Ah, yes, it was on last week, yeah, yeah.
It was indeed. So I managed to not go to Goose Fair, which has annoyed me immensely. It is a Nottingham tradition dating back many, many years, and is a big highlight for the city, and it completely passed me by because I'm an idiot.
Right.
Yeah. However, this weekend I'm going to be in Oslo doing a show there with two comics who go by the name of Jonathan Elston and David Tsonos. Jonathan is an English actor I'm very looking forward to seeing. I haven't seen him in a while. And David Tsonos is from Canada. I worked with him quite a lot in Edinburgh this year. And he gave me the idea to get in touch with the Canadian Embassy in Oslo and let them know the show was on. And my tweet was liked by the Canadian ambassador.
Lovely.
Which made me very happy indeed. That the show's at Horgan's, which is on Hegde Haugsveien. Show starts at 8 o'clock. And you get on, doors open 7 o'clock, and for the first time ever you can get advance tickets for it via We Got Tickets, in fact. But it's such a long event and stuff like that, the easiest way to find it is actually just to type in Oslo Comedy Club Horgans into the net and you'll find it, or go to the website oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com and you'll find out there. And I look forward to seeing some of you this weekend. It's always a great fun gig, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent.
So, let's play another song.
Okay.
A band we never played before, Tony, all the way from Leeds. This is a DIY kind of post-punk band, I suppose. Very interesting, in fact. They go by the name of Zozo, Tony. That's Z, not Z-O. Z, not Z-O.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of the song goes along with the name of the band, but we'll do that in a second. What is Zozo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ZozoBand.
It is. Huh. Tony 5, Paulie B and the Internet 2. This is quite weird. I do think if bands listen to the show and they're looking for quotes from people, because they do, they look for quotes from Steve Lamacq from Six Music and John Robb from Louder Than War and that. And I wonder why we don't get more quotes. And it's because I say things like quite weird. But anyway, see what you think of this. This is Zozo. No, no.
The sky. I can feel the sweat squeak between my skin and the leather as it splashed out between Thomas and I. Would have done it if you told me to. Now someone's put a hold of you, yeah, yeah. I would have done it if you told me to. Now someone's put a hold of you, yeah. But one girl saved won't save Detroit. I mean, it's one girl. That's the point. I wonder if she found it in the shadow of something vast. A slush of half-iced coffee in a glass. Whatever saved her, I hope there's something find myself or so, or so, or so, or so. But in the meantime, there's one bit of advice that I follow, or no, or no, or no. Living in a figure of eight, winning in a bursty bubble. Living in a figure of eight,
I mean,
when are you gonna stop?
What'd you do with it?
That's what I thought. Seemed ridiculous. Truly, couldn't believe my eyes. Took myself out, dressed myself down, led myself in to a secret. And I know what I like, and I put it in action. Feel it going, moving. I was waking up again. I made a whole lot of money. Look at the slash there. He died. Marcus Ricky Montero, 72, noted session trumpeter and band leader. What he didn't say, friend of mine and carer to my late wife, is more than words. You wanna know something about Ricky? He was a fantastic player. He was a fine player and a kind man. And that's why at the funeral, everybody was crushed crimson. Why even the priest shook, why even the gaggle of the mob made peace with their guns for the day and joined hands. To hear him play was no mastery. Briefly in a complex interplay in that and training, and that same concentration and kindness he used to dead friendships like gardens. The focus was in his face, and he made his horn sing. And yes, I know what you're wondering. It ran, oh.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zozo, and this is Desoros. How about that? Two Zs in a row. That was completely unplanned, just how it's worked out. Tony, do you have a twat?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Funny, isn't it, well, really? You thought you would.
You better encourage people to get them, then.
Yes. Don't forget, do email me. I can't do the feature without you. There are still twats in the world. So if you can let me know who they are, identify them, maybe send me a photograph. Do let me know. Tony@punkyrager.com. I just want to know the twat's name, where they're from. And the reason is that simple. Can be someone you know, can be someone famous. Just let us know. Don't assume we know them. You know, it might be obvious to you, but let us know. Email me now.
Spanish government, Tony.
Yeah.
I will happily twat the Spanish government because of my connections to Catalonia. If you are unfamiliar with what's going on in the world stage, you don't watch the news, a lot of people don't, and all that. The Catalonian government held a referendum on independence that the Spanish government said was an illegal referendum. Nevertheless, there was a 90% in favour of independence by admittedly only 40% of... There was only a 40% turnout. Mm. But nevertheless... you don't necessarily... Everyone has the chance to vote, if they vote or not when they come out, but 90% is overwhelming from 40% of the electorate, and the Spanish government went in extremely heavy-handed and decided to beat people up when they were celebrating, etc. They tried to stop the thing taking place. They've now declared it illegal and said there's going to be a clampdown on Catalonia in general. There's since been the same kind of pro-staying together marches of 350,000 people in Barcelona this week that there were post-Brexit, with the Remain campaign coming out saying we're not accepting the result of this, we're going to keep crying about it, if you'll excuse me once again going down that road, Tony. But there are a lot of similarities between it. Also, there's no real similarity between this and Scottish independence, because Scottish independence was done, even though the British government weren't in favour of it, was done with their blessing. So what we've got right now is the Spanish government, frankly, being out of order. And what they've been doing is, this is the kind of thing that happens in kind of, shall we just say, countries a little more off the map. Mm. Maybe third world countries with dictatorships. And I'm not saying that Spain is a third world country with a dictatorship, but I'm starting to think it might be, because it's like the eyes of the world wouldn't have been looking at this one, and that there's ways to go about things. And I can't help thinking they just thought we can do exactly what we want. And it's Banks of Franco, quite frankly, Tony.
It does seem weird. I've not seen anything like it in, as you say, such a...
it's absolutely understandable that they want to nip this in the bud as quickly as possible, because, as you know, the main separatist group in Spain were the Basque, and the Basque separatist movement, ETA, ETA, had close links with the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, and the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, in the 70s and 80s. And they don't want a repeat of that sort of thing. And it's like, if Catalonia goes for it, how many others will go for it? I think that's the main fear in Spain. I understand that. But there's ways of doing things, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So if it's all right with you, I'm going to twat the Spanish government.
That's fine by me.
All right. So, for being absolutely outrageously out of order with their dealings in Catalonia and generally proving to be silly bullies that have got no real chance of success with the world watching, the Spanish government is a twat. And I just hope they sort things out. I hope everything is sorted out there. Well, I certainly don't want any more injuries or bloodshed or anything like that. I'm sure it can be sorted out peacefully, and I'm sure it'll be all right. And the thing is, Catalonia could survive on its own.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure the Basque region could, but I know that Catalonia could. So it's like we could be at the birth of a new country here. It could be exciting, but there's going to be a lot of horror along the way if they go down that road. Anyway. Mm. Last band, that was a bit serious, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, cool. Damn, it's fine. Sorry. Last band this week, Tony. A band that sent me a lovely email last week, all the way from Berlin. Right? And a band called Pawn Scars, Tony. And they said, look, we're a murder garage punk band, and we're wondering whether you'd like to play us on Punky Radio. It'd be really nice if you did. And it's like there was that, now the juxtaposition of the loveliness and the madness was not lost on me. They've sent me the album, I've listened to it, I love it, it's great. And one of the tracks on it we will be playing on a Halloween special, which is in but a few weeks' time.
Mm.
But Tony, what I want to know is, what is Pawn Scars' Facebook page?
facebook.com/pornscars.
No, facebook.com/pornscarsberlin, but it's still a win for Tony. It's Tony 5, Paulie the Internet 3. This is Far From Safety. That's about the size of it for this week. One or two things to say before the end of the show, though. First of all, there was a certain amount of symmetry to this week's show, and I've got a feeling if you listen to the tracks in reverse order, you'd have a similar experience. Secondly, when I was in the Duke's Arms last week, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
I was having a chat with a lad called Dan. Now, I've met Dan before. He's a really nice bloke. And Dan does a YouTube heavy metal a kind of podcast or show, regular show anyway. It's called Heavy Metal Entertainment, which is just HME. It's youtube.com/heavy metal entertainment. If heavy metal is your bag, maybe give it a listen sometime, or a watch, should I say. I'm going to watch it this week, and I might even watch it after we've done this, and then I'll maybe report back on it next week if I can. Maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, POD, UNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE.
I might see one or two of you in Oslo. Who knows? I love it when you guys show up. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.
But you can't.